We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA.
And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I'm Jay Gibbons alongside with Stephanie Kay from the MTA, who's waiting patiently to say something.
No. I was just thinking. I know it's been a while.
You were thinking?
I know it hurt to see the smoke around my ears. I know. It was painful. So you just got back from vacation. Tell us where you went.
We went on a Mediterranean cruise.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
how wonderful.
It was absolutely wonderful. Went to the France and the Italian Riviera.
What cruise line?
It was Celebrity. And it was on a brand new ship called The Ascent. Absolutely. I would recommend it highly. The captain and the Captain Tassos and Alejandro was the cruise director. Fabulous. The whole cruise was excellent.
So what were some of your stops?
We went to, let me see, our first stop, we boarded the ship in Barcelona. And then we went to Nice, France. And then we went from Nice, France to Santa Margherita, Italy. And then we went from there to Florence. And then from Florence to Rome, and then from Rome to Naples.
Oh, my land. That sounds amazing.
You know, it was outstanding.
So when you went to a niece, did you go to a nephew too or not?
That's so funny. Yeah. Spelled like nice, and nice, and Nice is a nice place. So, and we had a private tour guide there too. Her name was Diana, and she was fantastic. She took us off. That's what we like to do is go off the beaten path, away from all the tourists. But we did go to see the Vatican, and but we were in a big crowd there. Wow, there's a lot of crowds there.
Well, how many was actually on the ship? Do you have an idea?
That ship's capacity of that one was 3,299 passengers.
Wow.
So, but I think it was at full capacity. So,
and the food was good?
Oh, the food was
It's
fabulous.
Always the best, isn't it?
Yeah. The food was outstanding. You eat all the time, and we had martinis, and oh my gosh, it was just wonderful.
Did you do the all-inclusive?
It was, yeah, we added some packages to
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely to. Yeah, that's great. So they still have the big ice sculptures?
They do those. This ship, they didn't put ice sculptures in this particular one, no, but because it's... Yeah, have you ever been on a cruise before?
Oh, I have. And the funny part was at the very end of it, they'll give you questions that they have been asked from the people on board. Uh-huh. And the questions are so silly, like, what do you do with the ice sculptures when you finish with them?
Oh, melt. Yeah. It's like, has this ship ever sunk before?
I know.
Stuff like that, yeah.
And do the crew stay here all night or do they go home?
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Are you going to fly him home? How does that work? So some of the questions are really pretty silly.
Yeah, they are pretty silly.
But it was a great time. I would highly recommend a cruise, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
It is your 12th one?
It was the 12th one, yep.
Okay, I think it's safe to say you like your cruises.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a great way to just kind of unwind and be pampered for a week. So
yeah, I'll say.
Awesome.
If you want to pamper a child, because you have children, right? How many do you have?
Yes, we have one.
Oh,
and he's an adult child now. So, well, he's not really a child anymore.
Well,
he's a businessman and homeowner, and
Well, good for you. If you're missing that little child, you know, you can be a big brother or a big sister. Your wife could be that.
Yeah.
Well, we have Lisa Humphrey on right now with us.
In fact, she's sitting right here. I'm looking
studio.
At her.
We have worked so hard to try to get her on. There's circumstances that happened that we just couldn't get you here. But today you're in person, which makes it even more special. So thank you for being here with us.
Absolutely. No, I'm so honored to be able to be here with you and Jay. Yeah. And what Stephanie said is 100% true. You could totally be a big. It sounds like you might have some time to do that. And, you know, that was what I wanted to just discuss, that we know that the number one reason why volunteers say that they can't become a big is because they don't have the time.
Well, I want to explain. Big Brothers and Big Sisters. She's the CEO and she's the president of Big Brothers and Big Sisters, not Boys and Girls Club. That's an after school event that people, will take the kids in. Big Brothers and Big Sisters is where you actually take a child and be part of your big brother or your big sister, and you mentor them and you take them around. And I wanted to say that because it sounded like she may have said, you're a pig. She said, you're a pig.
She's absolutely right. You are a pig. It's like, you are big. Well, okay.
He was like, what? A big brother. That's what she's talking about.
So you're telling me to enunciate just a little bit better.
No. I'm just teasing you because we didn't explain totally why you're here, what you're doing.
Yeah,
so
you jumped right in.
That's okay.
That's really, we're excited about the opportunity to share our mission. We've been around for 80 years.
Oh my gosh,
that's
really?
A long time.
Yeah, so a very long time. And, you know, we've probably matched thousands upon thousands of kids here in our community. We serve Flint and Genesee County. So, you know, that's a huge population.
Yes.
We have our community-based programs and our state-based programs. And so there's so many opportunities for community members to become engaged with our mission. But we know that mentoring really does play a huge role in making sure that kids are on the right path, and they just need that support system.
A lot of kids don't have that at home. They don't have that support system, so they need this.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even that they don't have it at home, but it's just that they need somebody else because there's so many things going on in your life. You know, like you said, not everybody has time until they get to those retirement years where, you know, they have that free time. And so parents, as they're juggling with making dinner and dropping kids off to different events or whatnot, many of the families that we serve are single parent. And so that's completely relying on them to do that. And then trying to make sure that they're spending enough time with their child or children. Sure. And so just having that mentor there really helps, you know, provide that outlet, a positive influence in the child's life. And then also helps the parent out too, because it is a partnership. We partner with the parents and we partner with the big so that we're investing in that child.
Well, I was a single parent to two little girls, and that was difficult because I was working and trying to go back to college and then try to even have my own social life. And I was in theater, so that was at nighttime. I had to do the shows. It was stressful. And I didn't even know about Big Brothers and Big Sisters back then. So if somebody is needing your services, how do they get a hold of you, and how do they get on the list, or how do they get their child involved?
So it's really simple. We actually have online enrollment now, thanks to COVID. Yeah, so you can go to our website at bbbsflint.org, or you can call our office at 810-235-0617. You know, the great thing about our mentoring programs, what makes us unique or our secret sauce, is that after we go through all of the enrollment process, we stay with the match, and we want to make sure that it's developing the way that it's supposed to. So, you know, we really hope that the match lasts for at least a year, but you can stay matched with the same child until they graduate from high school.
Wow.
So, you know, many times we have about anywhere from 13 to 20 kids graduating each year, and those that are matched for about 4.5 years. So some long-time matches, and so that impact that mentor has had really does leave that lifelong mark on that child.
Well, so what is the commitment? Let's just say, well, use Jay's example. He wanted to be a big brother. So what would his commitment be? Is it a minimum of so many hours a week, or can he have as many hours as he wants?
So, I mean, on average, it's probably about 4 to 6 hours a month. So
we're
talking about 52 hours.
That's not bad at all.
No.
So, no, and that's the thing, is it's so simple, and there's things that you can do. So, you know, going to the grocery store, or we all have yard work because the grass has gotten really green with the sun and the rain. And so, you know, just spending time with your mentee or your little brother or little sister is what we call them, and doing daily things and having just regular conversations. So it can be done over a slice of pizza. It can be done at the bowling alley. There's so many ways that you can incorporate that relationship into your life. But it's really, as long as it's regular and consistent, because we hope that the mentor is going to provide some of that consistency.
Sure. Well, I had a friend who said, I'd love to do that, but he didn't feel like he had the money. And I said, I don't think you have to have money. You don't have to take them extravagant things. You can take them to the movies, which is not that expensive. Or if it's
too expensive.
Well, I don't
know. The movies are super expensive.
I was going to say,
I just went there this weekend. But we do offer activities agency sponsored. And actually, MTA, they're providing the transportation to a motorcycle club picnic they host every year out in Otisville. And so we thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
But, you know,
we love
a magic activity. We bring out all of our bigs and littles and our families, and the Flint Motorcycle Club hosts this great picnic for us each year.
Aw, I love that.
You know, and then we also have, we're doing an ACES workshop with another community partner. I'm trying to think, we just did a financial literacy workshop over at Macy's.
So
there's lots of opportunities that, you know, we plan the activity and then you just have to show up. So we really know that the time that you're given is the investment. And so we want to make it as easy as possible for you to be able to spend time with the child and not have to worry about, how am I going to entertain them? Because, you know, you don't have to.
No, like you said, bike riding, go for a walk. You can help them maybe get some flowers and plant them and teach the child how to plant. I know we have a master gardener here that will train young adults and the kids how to actually do the plants around here. And we pay them to do that. They get about $15 an hour to do the planting. So if you know of kids that want to work, I mean, that is a great program for them.
Yep.
I had a question for you too. Do you find that the kids that were actually mentored through a big brother or big sister find themselves wanting to be a big brother or big sister when they get to this certain age?
You know, we do have some alumni littles who have come back to us in some capacity. Most recently, we had somebody work as our case manager.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, she was a little and was graduating from college, and her big sister actually was the one that reached out to me and said, hey, do you have any openings? And we did. And she was very connected to the work. So it made it really, you know, an easy transition to bring her on board. And she was able to share the story.
Sure. And she went through that. She could experience how important that was. and give it back. Well, that's so nice. Yeah. So, I mean, how many kids do you have and how do you match them? That has to be tough. What if Jay said, I never had a little sister. I want to have a little sister. Can you do that as well? Or is that to be a big brother?
Yes. Unfortunately, that is one thing that we don't do is a cross-gender match between a big brother
and a
little
sister. I can see why. I understand.
For safety reasons.
Sure. Absolutely.
But we do, like, we have a couples program. So if a married couple wanted to mentor a little brother, I think the little brothers are like average 12 years old and under for that type of match. But the enrollment process, again, is really simple. All you do is an application. We do background checks, though.
Good.
We want to make sure that that safety issue is also being addressed. So there's a layered background check, fingerprinting. Actually, we do references. I've had a judge ask about, you know, do I have to do this? I've been vetted. And I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, Big Brothers, Big Sisters does require that.
Good, because so, you don't know. Just absolutely. Because they have a great reputation doesn't mean they might not have a right. track record yes. or a background.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, absolutely. So we want to make sure that is at the very top priority as we're entrusted with these children in sure. our program. And then after that, we do an interview and an assessment, and we try to make sure that those experiences of the volunteers match up to the needs of the child. So if there's a child that might be interested in the radio, yeah. then that would be something that, you know, perfect. We would want to make sure that, hey, this is a volunteer that would be perfect for Jay. Mm-hmm. And
so she's looking at you.
Hint. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it is professionally supported, and we have our case managers who are alongside the volunteer every step of the way. We do pre-match training. We also have our justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion orientation that all of our volunteers go through. So focusing in on that DEI. We want to make sure that we're laying a good foundation so that the relationship is able to form. And so the volunteer has an understanding of what might be going on in that child's life.
Right. That's so important, too. How many kids do you think you have right now that need a big brother, big sister?
So we average right around 200 that are waiting.
Wow.
That doesn't mean that they haven't been matched before. If their match closes for whatever reason and they still want to be matched, we'll put them back on the wait list, and if the right volunteer comes along, we'll rematch them. But on average, it's right around 200. Last year, we did match 259.
Wow, that's great.
So, yeah. So, I mean, as we're matching, we're enrolling. We've never stopped. Even through the pandemic, did we stop enrollment of youth. And we have seen an increase. You know, our children are facing so many mental health issues, and that isolation has, you know, been a real community problem. So we want to make sure that we are addressing that with our mentors.
Is there a certain age? They have to be 18 at least, I think, to be a big brother, big sister?
To be a big brother. Actually, we have high school programs. So you can be as young as maybe 14, depending on if you're at the school base. In one of our school-based programs, you could be matched to an elementary student. We want to make sure that it's somebody that the child can look up to.
Sure.
We don't do peer-to-peer necessarily, so that's why we do look at that age gap just a little bit. But and then our children we serve are generally between the ages of 6 and 18, and our average age is right around 12.
Is 6 the minimum age that you find?
For the most part. Yeah. There may be a younger one at 5 that we would enroll just so that they could be eligible for our holiday help or some of the match sponsored activity or the agency sponsored events. But for child safety reasons, we want to make sure that the child is able to communicate anything that's going on and they're able to keep themselves safe. So
absolutely.
That's normally when, we won't match them until they really do show that maturity.
Did you happen to be at the Flint and Genesee Chamber luncheon today?
I did. No, I did not.
Wasn't it okay, well, today they had, they were talking about all the things that you can do in this Genesee County area. There's so many free events. There's so many things mm-hmm. you can do. So if I'll get you that information, because if there is a big brother, big sister, that maybe they don't have a lot of money, but they want to be one, there's free events everywhere, every day.
And actually on our website, that's something that we do on an ongoing basis is add those activities.
Oh, good.
So that our bigs can go right on there and see what's going on at the library
yes.
or what community events going on or what are some low cost events too. So we definitely encourage that. And we make sure that that is something that our volunteers are getting. In addition to once they're matched, we do continue mentor development. So
good,
that there is training and they're supported across the board and, through the length of their match.
Well, I know you mentioned the movies, and yes, you're right. The movies are very expensive and the popcorn's more expensive, but I was thinking there are a lot of free movies too. There's a free event. Yes. There's at the library. They have great movies on the weekends. And those are, I think, $3, not that much,
right.
But there's free movie nights at a lot of places. So yeah. You probably had that information too.
Yeah, no. Yep. The cinemas do offer the older movies.
Yeah. And sometimes kids movies like $1. So that's pretty cool.
Good.
Yeah, I did miss the days of like Blockbuster. You go over there and just get a kid's meals. The kids theater was always free. Yep. The kids movies, yep. But not anymore. That's okay. Yeah. You can just, you know, watch Netflix at home if you even have that. You can eat a pizza and talk to the kids. Just talking to the kids. Mm-hmm. I love when I babysit my grandkids because just asking the questions, they will open up and tell you so much. And then the mom's like, I didn't know that. You know, they have somebody to talk to.
And you know, Stephanie, right? That's so true. We have bigs tell us all the time. I learned just as much as my little is learning from me.
Yeah.
We had a big brother who learned how to Venmo and Cash App.
Because... Exactly. These kids know how to do that for sure.
Oh, let me do it. Let me show you. Oh, what? Oh,
yeah. How if you have a computer problem, a 7-year-old has no qualms. Yeah. I'll get in there. I'll show you how to do it. Yeah. So you're right. Show them how to plant a flower and they can show you how to get in your computer.
Yeah.
It's a win-win.
Well, you know, with electronic tickets and everything. So we do receive in-kind donations for like the Tigers game or Pistons.
Good.
And so those tickets are all electronic. And so another big brother, you know, needed some assistance so that he could receive those tickets on his phone.
Yeah.
Well, and so funny. The little brother was able to help him out there too.
I love that. Those little kids know so much. I know they have no fear. Like adults are afraid to push the wrong button on the computer. Little kids are like, oh no, just try this and do it.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, you know, we know that they have so much potential in them.
Yes.
And so when people see our matches, they're like, oh my gosh, that's a remarkable kid. And we're like, yeah, absolutely. You know, there's nothing that makes them different from any other child in our community, aside from they just need a little extra support and they need to have somebody help grow their social network.
And exposure to different things. Like if you take them to a play, maybe they've never been to a play before, and then they're exposed to that and thinking, I want to be an actress, or you don't know what that might do. That's why I love bringing kids into the radio and letting them do the weather, because you don't know what might trigger somebody to think, I like this. I want to start doing the news or the weather or something. So
I'll bring it back to Jay, you know, him coming back and sharing his experience on the cruise.
Right.
Is something that, you know, maybe those are some aspirations all of a sudden that the child is like, oh my gosh, I've never even thought about going on a cruise.
Exactly.
I'd really love to go visit the Mediterraneans now that I've seen it and heard about the great food.
Yes,
and there's so many people that might feel like I don't have enough skills to teach them, but maybe somebody knows how to do some car mechanic works and they can take younger little brother and show him how to change the oil in a car or something that would be beneficial.
You know, and that's the thing that we stress is that you don't need a special certificate. You don't need a degree.
Yeah.
We just ask that you have a desire to invest in a child, spend that time, and you'll be surprised on what that investment will return.
And like you said, just taking time with that child and asking them, hey, how's school going? Who's your favorite teacher and why? And who's your favorite? Are you being bullied? What's going on? And just having that sounding board to have somebody that cares means so much sometimes.
Just listening.
Yeah, and it's helpful for the parents too, because you know, there's so many times that as a parent you give your child advice and they're like, yeah, whatever. But when they're hearing it from another person and it might be the same thing that their mother or father just said, they're like, oh, wait a second.
Maybe
I should listen.
Yeah, maybe they just got something of that after all.
And if they don't get it from somebody like that, they're going to get it from someplace else.
Right.
And so it is really important that, you know, there is a person that's giving them good advice, and that's what our mentors do.
Well, I've seen that. There used to be a thing called Monday's Child on television. Yes. Yep. Do you guys still do that?
We still do it.
Oh, good.
And so it's been over 40 years. I mean, I remember watching it when I was a kid, not to tell my age, but you know, it's been going on for a very long time, and it's an opportunity really to showcase, you know, the need for mentorship in our community.
Well, it does a good job, because that's my friend was watching that. I think this little boy was talking about, I just want to go bowling. I like to go bowling. And my friend said, well, you know, I like to be a big brother, but I just don't really have the money or the time to do it. I thought, well, you don't need that much money. You can do a lot of free things, go for walks, bowling. They might not be that expensive, but if you can afford it, great. But if not, then like I said, go bike riding.
And we try to partner with, you know, different businesses, and there's coupons. And so there's lots of opportunities. So the case managers will help the mentor with ideas. And, you know, if we know of discounts or if we're part of some national partnership, we can offer those opportunities for the matches too.
I bet if they went in, let's just say they went to Bees Bowling or someplace and said, hey, I'm a big brother, this is my big sister, I'm a big brother to this little brother. We'd like to go bowling, and you know, he's with the big brothers and big sisters. They might even say, well, let me give you a discount. They might have discounts they can offer. It might even not hurt to ask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no,
go someplace.
I mean, the community is fantastic. You know,
they
come out every year and they bowl with us. And when we used to do the Monday's Child and film on site at the different businesses, oh my gosh, they would just make that child feel so special.
I've seen those, yes.
And like, it was great. And so, yeah, I think that if that was ever asked, absolutely. And I know that we're talking to different businesses and saying, hey, would you be willing to, for this membership,
if
you
they
know,
came in,
you know, if they brought in their little, would you be able to, you know, yeah. allow them to?
And then you give a list of all those places that they could yes. take the child. Yes. Well, I know that we always do your bowling event every year. We sponsor it. We bowl. Absolutely. We have a great time, and we're happy to
thank
do it.
You.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So no, it's a great cause. So I like that Tube Monday's child, because when they're doing that, let's just say somebody has a desire to do model building, and this little boy wants to build models. Then you would know you could put that together. You can make that match happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they could see that, like you, for Jay and Radio, if they wanted to do radio, because oh,
I built models when I was a kid too.
Did you?
Airplane models.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I feel like there's so many things that are indicating you might.
Did I throw you the wolves hint, there? Hint, yeah, sorry hint. About that. Yeah, in your spare time, right?
Yeah, my spare time.
But you know, like you said, a couple hours a month is not a bad thing to ask.
It's really not. And it's so simple. Like our school programs are even easier than that, because it's happening on site. It's one day a week for anywhere from 25 minutes to an hour. And we plan the activity. So again, all you have to do is show up. And it's really great when we have different businesses or organizations come in and serve as bigs together, because that helps create, you know, a little bit more accountability on that end.
Sure.
Or with our Doyle Ryder program, it's some area judges and attorneys. And so if they have to be in court, then they'll say, hey, would you mind hanging out with my little brother, or let them know that I'm not going to be in today. And so, again, there's just another support system that
Absolutely.
Is being provided through those programs.
So if somebody wants to be a big brother, a big sister, the number, again, they can call to be – come on.
They can call our office at 810-235-0617, or they can visit us online at bbbsflint.org.
It's always good to know. Well, yes. Thank you so much for coming in and taking your valuable time to share this with us.
Thank you so much for opening your doors and showing me this great place.
Yeah.
There you go.
I told her it's called a dungeon, because we call it the lower level.
It is the lower level, LL.
Yes. Yep. But it gets the job done. You know,
yep.
We can definitely sure do it. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to cover before we say goodbye to you and let you get back to brothers and sisters?
No, you know, I just thank you so much. We appreciate MTA and all of the support that they have provided the organization over the years. We're celebrating 80 years. And so without community partners like MTA, you know, we wouldn't be able to achieve our mission. Aww. So I just want to make sure that I say thank you. And the other thing is that all of the dollars that are raised remain local.
That's important.
So, you know,
yes.
We have the support of a national office, but when we raise funds at the Gary Hager Bowl for Kids Sake or upcoming golf outing, those dollars are going to remain local to support Flint and Genesee County youth.
So yep. Somebody listening to, they might have a business they want to help donate. They might say, hey, I own a small bowling alley, or I won't. They can call you and say, hey, if you're having a child, you can come in and get a discount. They could call you and do that as well, right?
They could do that. We're looking for auction items right now for the golf outing, and then we do the big celebration. So we do silent auctions periodically too. So there's so many different opportunities that people can become engaged with us. You know, even if they're looking at a big for a day where, you know, their staff want to come in and just volunteer to serve as bigs for, like, to go to the movies or go to a baseball game and everything. We can organize something like that.
Wonderful.
Or they can come in. We had one time for holiday help, a business came in and they wrapped all the presents. And,
oh, nice.
You know, they sponsored a couple of families. So,
there's you probably need that too. Donations at Christmas, right?
Yep.
For the gifts and things.
Absolutely.
Do the kids give you a list of what they want so you know
we
what
do.
To buy? Okay,
yep.
Good.
Yep. We ask any of the families if they could use a little extra help, and we make sure that we get that information. We offer camp for the kids. So we have a partnership with Camp Copenaconic.
Yeah, great.
And like I said, the financial literacy, we are looking at providing some workforce development. So what you just said about the radio
gardening. Yes.
Yeah, so many opportunities. And so just adding all of those things, with mentoring being, you know, the focus, and the big brother or big sister being able to help support that, and looking at career opportunities. So I know that we were about to end it, but I'm like, yeah, those are some really great questions and other options that you can do for supporting and engaging with us.
Well, I know with MTA, I'm involved with a lot of different chambers and what have you, and there is a elderly care group, and they were looking for children like that to maybe come and just read to the elderly people and to talk to them, because they're bedridden a lot of times. And if a child came in and said, hi, I want to read this book to you, they'd light up. They just love it. It's like maybe they don't have their own grandchildren. And that's something they could probably connect with.
Well, you know, so one of the first things that I did when I was with the agency back in the 2000s, but we went to one of the senior care homes, and we did exactly that. Some of our littles went in and remember making peanut butter jelly sandwiches with them.
Yum.
And good. We did an interview. And so they were able to have those conversations. And that, I mean, but it, that just resonated with me because they both were learning from one another.
Oh, absolutely.
It was such a great experience.
Some of those kids never even knew about a rotary telephone or something that, that they could tell about. I know, it's true, though. It's kind of funny.
Yes. No, they always say, what is that?
Yeah.
I think my daughter just said that. Or a phone book. I think the yellow pages is another. We've had students come in and say, what is that? Like, that's how we used to look up phone numbers.
Or a pager. How are you talking that?
Yeah, exactly. So where's the microphone?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm so glad that you came in and shared all of your stories with us because it's very important. And when did your golf outing?
June 21st.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to be over at Atlas.
Ours is June 17th. Yeah, so we'll see you.
Right. No, we're hoping for some good weather that whole week then.
Is it sold out?
Almost.
Okay.
We have, I think, two more foursomes that are open.
Ours is sold out. Come to ours if you want. You can spread the word.
Okay.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate it, Lisa.
Thank you.
And we're going to let you get back to helping all those young children because they need that.
Yep.
And Jay, thank you for coming back to cut back to work and not leaving this and staying on that cruise.
Staying in Italy, you mean?
Yeah.
That was
welcome back.
Welcome back
to reality. Yep. Well, thanks for listening. Listen every week as we do go out in the community and find wonderful things just like this that we can share with you, make your life a little bit better. It's On the Road with the MTA, Stephanie Kay and Jay.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org and be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.